Welcome to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. I'm a relationship coach, and the point of my practice is to help people become healthy with each other. That's why I love the word synergy. Energy is powerful. Synergy is even more powerful. It's what we create when we come together. So the definition of synergy is just the combination of multiple forces uniting together, working together, facilitating and empowering each other. Go ahead, Google it. You'll get a few interesting definitions in a logistic way. But the bottom line is when we have people around us, we are creating powerful energy. I'm doing my show today on video because I've had about 3,000 connections on a website that I like to check out what's going on in the world today, but I don't like social media in general because a lot of it's just negative. It's very unhealthy. It's very counterproductive. When people get together and they talk about things, they often say very negative things. I said to my connections here, you know what? I'm reaching out to you guys and I'm asking you what's important to you. You're giving me very healthy, very interested expressions of, yeah, I want to make the world a better place. Because you know what? Again, with my belief system, when I have the philosophy of everything you do has power, you are going to create more power when you come together with people. Yeah, they want to go ahead and say, that's important for me. I want to make sure that what I'm doing and what I am being is very powerful in a positive, constructive, and healthy way. Well, you know what? I'm Washington State right now, and it is very cold out, and I get in a very bad mood when I have bad weather. But the fact that this show is going to be on camera today, and I'm inviting everybody. I have about 18,000 connections and about 17,000 followers. I've been making announcements all week. Call in and ask me anything. If you have questions that, you know what? You don't need a whole lot of lecture about. You just want some advice. Then you can go ahead and give me a call. The number to the station is 888-627-6008. Now, the connections who know me well and who've been waiting for this show because they want to look at me while I talk, they're going to love what's behind me. Okay. You got to get out of here. I'm in a grocery store that has a cafe. Yes, and I needed the Wi-Fi because honestly, where I live is in the middle of nowhere. So I have no ability to get on screen while I am on audio, right, for my show. And I said, I want people to see who I am as I'm talking because I actually want this show to be about me personally. You're going to learn things about me that you wouldn't necessarily know during other shows, because I like to talk about principles and concepts and give advice in a general way. There are principles in life, there are concepts that apply to all humanity. We have certain things in common. But yeah, as an individual, five different people could come to me with the exact same challenge or problem or question, and I would give them five completely different answers, suggestions. If you want to call in and ask me a specific question about a specific situation that you're in while I'm talking, then you can go ahead and do that. The number is 888-627-6008. And my producer, Don, he's such a great guy. He'll go ahead and answer the phone. Just tell him who you are and what you want to talk to me about. And then we'll talk. We can dialogue. We do that. It's not a problem. You can just go ahead and wait for your turn because I know we're going to get slammed today, right? With calls. Probably not yet because this is a new time slot for me. So the other thing that I really do about this sign, and the reason that I have it behind me is because you know what? We need to be together. And when a lot of establishments are saying you need to get out, I can't believe how many places actually have these signs. Remember when we used to go to restaurants to sit and eat and talk? We would talk while we were eating and we would have a good time, we would relax. We need to get together again and we need to spend time and we need to relax. Okay, so honestly, I've been coaching for about, 19 years now, I think. A lot of the people who hire me as a coach say, not only what do you do, but how do you do it? They look at what I have with my husband or with my kids or with my work, and they say, I don't want someone to fix me. I don't want someone to tell me what's wrong with me. I want someone to tell me what's right. Yeah, I tell people what's right about them, and I disagree. First of all, let me just tell people who are interested in getting to know me personally as well as professionally. The first thing I said when I was a little girl, because my mother took me to psychiatrists all the time to try to fix me, what's wrong with her? What's wrong with her? What am I supposed to do with her? They said, you know what? We don't know. She's not fixable. Go ahead and try and give her some pills. We'll label her with a really bad sounding mental illness that really doesn't have any kind of solution. Okay. Yeah, no, I didn't like that. I didn't like being labeled things, and I didn't like the implication that I was broken and unfixable. So I don't agree with about 80% of what the mental health industry in the United States, right, will tell you. I don't think that people need pharmaceuticals. I don't agree with that about 80 to 90% of the time. I think in the 19 years that I've been doing this, I have only referred a total of six people to a mental health expert in the psychological, psychiatric field and told them, you need to stay on your pills. You absolutely do, because we have exhausted every other potential reason why you could be saying or doing these things for the same reason what I just said. Five different people with the exact same problem could have five different sources of that problem. There's a cause and effect, but there's the source of the cause. Let's get to the actual root of what the issue is. Okay, so if we're talking about the difference between people, differences between people, there are actually 16 different personalities. That's a lot of personalities. And since I don't have my electronic device, apparently this sign behind me is because there are too many homeless people coming in here. They actually removed the outlets, the electric outlets here. So I don't have my computer. I brought my computer, but I can't plug it in. I needed to plug it in to turn it on. So I'm doing everything just from memory. I might be going kind of random, but I know that my viewers and my listeners are going to be very patient with me today because I had about an hour of information that I wanted to make sure I cover all of it. I might not cover all of it, or I might cover some of it twice. The first thing I want to talk to people about is I have a very weird personality, and that can be a good thing or a bad thing. How many people that are watching me or watching the archived recording show feel like there's something wrong with them? They're weird. You might be. Out of 16 different personalities, five or six of them are very rare personalities. They are only 1 to 4% of the human population. You might have a very strange personality, but you need to appreciate how fabulous it is and why it's a very, very important part of humanity, society as a whole. I'm going to be talking a little bit about personality things, features, facets, elements that are important to the world. But again, since I'm just going to be talking off the top of my head, I'm going to try to keep it as orderly, right? So you can follow what I'm saying and still leave the lines open because I do want people to call in and ask me questions if they have concerns or interests about something that I'm not talking about. And you can still go ahead and call and ask me the question. And I just want to tell you this too. This is so great. I knew when I found out about the life coaching industry that was real big in the 90s. It kind of started in the late 90s, early 2000s. What's a life coach? Okay, well, you ask different life coaches, they'll tell you they coach in different ways. Well, I just decided, no, you know what? A coach is someone who teaches you how to score in the game of life. They give you strategy, they give you equipment, they give you support and encouragement. They're there with you as you're making progress towards whatever your goal is, whatever your ultimate success is, right? So I said, okay, you know what I'm going to help people do? I'm going to help them define what their goal in life is. And then I'm going to help them again because they could, five different people could come with to me with the exact same goal. I would give them five completely different game plans based on their personality. Because what's very healthy behavior for one person might actually be a red flag for someone else. And it's very important for people to understand things about themselves. Certain things are just going to be tough for them because it's not their nature. It's not their personality to do those things. So it's okay to say, why is this tough for me? Is it tough for me because it's just the opposite of what my personality is? Or is it because my off center, okay, is making good things that I'm doing manifest in bad ways? Or is it because I genuinely have a very deep-seated, deep-rooted issue inside of me that I need to address and resolve and move past in order to get back into a healthy, centered state? That's important. Know yourself. You have to know yourself. And you have to be honest with yourself. One of the favorite things that I like to tell people, my father said to me, don't lie to yourself. Well, I don't lie to myself. I mean, obviously, how can you lie to yourself? You know what? Because we don't know what's real and what's not. We know what we tell ourselves. And if we tell ourselves enough times, we start to believe it. We can absolutely convince ourselves of something that is completely absurd, and our mind will, if we say it enough times, buy it. So that's one of the things that I tell people. When you really want to change your mindset, affirmations are a very good thing because you can actually brainwash yourself into believing something that you might think is completely ridiculous. You would never believe that. Well, your mind might if you tell it enough times. Now, when we're talking about your functionality, the first thing that I tell people, again, if you want to call in and ask a question, the number is 888-627-6008. Functionality is the fact that everybody has to do everything in life at some point, in some way, for some reason, you're going to have to do things. Your personality is just the indication of what will be easy for you, what you will do well, and what will bring you pleasure. You're going to have to do things in life that are tough. You're going to have to do things that you're horrible at, and you're going to have to do things that make you miserable to do them. The importance of knowing your personality is while you're doing those things, you know how to take good care of yourself. That way, as you're doing the things that are not your nature to do, you're very patient with yourself and you take good care to keep yourself in a high quality state. Now, I do like to say this always, always, always quality over quantity. I did some research because I needed to make sure that I had the current accurate, details, right, of this. I always say I would rather have an ounce of gold than a pound of fertilizer. Well, you know what? At this day and age, it's almost a half ton of fertilizer. Because you're talking about a ton is 2,000 pounds. Would you rather have 1,000 pounds of fertilizer or 1 ounce of gold? Do you know how to get yourself into a very high quality state? Because the exact same thing on a low quality state can look and feel and sound one way. When it's a high quality state, it's so much better. And when you have better, you don't need more. Think about that and yourself. And what gets you into a high quality state? What makes you feel good? What makes you perform well? You know what? It's called your dominant function. Now, I'm not going to get a whole lot into, Myers-Briggs, but I do also want to give you a heads up. I am a Christian and I make it a very strict policy to not talk about religion, right? Doctrine, philosophy, none of that stuff I don't preach during my show. But since I'm telling you about me, I am going to refer a couple times to my personal belief system and my scriptural values, reasons why I know that certain principles that are found in the book of Proverbs are very beneficial. Okay? They're very helpful. They're very practical. So I will be quoting scriptures throughout my show today because those are the things that matter most to me. Now, going back to the personality stuff, it's tough sometimes for people to be able to say, this is my personality, because what they're doing right now in their life is not truly who they are. So sometimes I have to say to people, when I'm asking you this question, don't tell me the answer based on what you currently do. Tell me the answer based on what you would do if you were left alone. Okay. And sometimes they have to really sit and go, oh no, what would I do if I had the freedom, if I had the non-judgment around me, if I didn't have the demands around me, what would I do? There are four parts to your personality. The first one is your social energy. You're either an introvert or an extrovert. Well, I'm both. I'm an ambivert. No, you do both. Okay. That doesn't mean you are both. Well, the second letter is, where do you focus? Are you sensory or are you intuitive? Well, sensory, look, we got five senses. We got stuff going on around us all the time. We have to be aware of it at all times. But we also have things going on inside of us at all times. So if you can't be looking inside and outside at the same time, the question is, do you look more at what's going on inside of you or what's going on outside around you? Sensors are about what's around them. Intuitives are about what's inside of them. The third letter is, how do you make decisions? There's thinker or feeler. So when we're talking about thinkers and feelers, unfortunately, some people think that if you're a thinker, you're smart, right? And if you're a feeler, you're emotional. No. Some of the most brilliant people in the world are feelers, okay? And a lot of thinkers are really stupid. But emotional, right? Thinkers can get very emotional. Feelers are about taking care of other people's needs. Thinkers are about being rational and logistic and analytical, and yeah, that's making decisions based on facts and intelligent, really smart, right? But objective. We'll say that objective. Feelers are more about subjective because you know what? On paper, it may make a lot of sense, but you know what? If it's going to cause someone pain, it's a stupid thing to do. See, that's a very feeler statement. The world needs both kinds of people. So we have the ability to do both things. The question is, which one are you naturally better at? Yeah, you're either a thinker or a feeler. You're going to have to do them both, just like you're going to have to do sensing and intuiting things. The last letter of your personality, now, this is what's important, and this is what I want people to stop and really think about, the perceiver or judger. Perceiver is someone who's flexible and spontaneous and really laid back. The judger is someone who's structured and consistent and predictable. They're very, very predictable. Okay. If the last letter of your personality is J, that means the third letter of your personality is extroverted. If the last letter of your personality is P, that means the second letter of your personality is extroverted. So you're going to be doing one of your middle letters in an extroverted way, one of them in an introverted way. Which one are you going to do more? Well, that's based on your first letter. If you're an extrovert, you're going to do your extroverted activity more. If you're an introvert, you're going to do your introverted activity more. It's very important for you to say what things you like to do alone and what things you like to do with other people, because certain activities have to be done by you in a certain way in order for you to be healthy. And I tell people it's very important to remember your health is physical, it's mental, and it's emotional. And so now, what I want to kind of give you guys just a prep for is there's the mental and the physical and the emotional. The spiritual is a collection of all of them. Think about that in the principle of your energy, right? Your spirit. I don't believe that your spirit is your soul. I believe that spirit is energy that comes in to activate the heart and mind and body. And when you have all of those things working together, your soul will manifest. So there are times when I tell people you have to take time for yourself to get recentered. Okay. Now, I am going to be interviewing someone a little bit later who has a different philosophy than I do about spirituality. And that's okay because the principles of spirituality are still about being centered. If you have a question, again, I'm going to let you know the number here is 888-627-6008. So if we're talking about being centered, it's about having everything inside of us balanced. It has to be based on and focused around the core of us. Now, if you know who you are in your personality, you can say, I have my dominant function as the foundation of my life. There are going to be other things that I'm going to have to do in my life that aren't my personality. If doing those things throws you off, you have to be able to get back centered. Do you know what is important for you? Do you know what's really, really good for you? And then do you know how to tell other people? This is another thing I love to tell people. When you talk to other people about what you need, you are better able to accept, right? When they offer it to you, they might offer it to you without even you requesting it, without you asking it from them. Okay, so some people have a hard time accepting help. Some people have a hard time accepting gifts, asking for help. That's another part of the coaching process. You don't have to fix who you are. You just have to get yourself into a high quality state. Now, if we're talking about gold versus fertilizer, fertilizer is about $1.50 a pound. Okay. That means that, let's see, 1,000 pounds is about $1,500. Gold is about $2,000 an ounce. So $2,000 per ounce. Or about $1,500 a half ton. Would you rather be quality of fertilizer where you need a whole lot? Yeah, you can definitely, you can fertilize corn and tomatoes and yeah, by the thousands, by the acre. Or would you just rather have a very high quality of yourself to give to people, right? And say, okay, I'm just going to give you a little bit of who I am and what I am. I'm going to do something very high quality for you so you don't need tons and tons of my time and my energy. Yeah, people will say, that's wonderful. Who you are made me a better quality soul. When people are with you, after people are with you, ask yourself, are they a better quality soul because they have been with you? Or did you have to do something excessive or impressive in order to make their life better? How about the quality of their soul? Okay, so I have now to let me go ahead and do this. Okay, meeting group chat. Chat. Okay, tap here, send to. Let me do this. Okay, and now it's not letting me. Let him in on video. Okay, participants. It's radio host, Harsha Dharman. Asked to unmute, asked to start video. Okay, so it looks like Harsha, you are in. It says Mike, and I'm still getting used to this whole Zoom thing, that you are in and you are unmuted and you got the video going. Okay, so Harsha,
Yes.
can you hear me? Yeah, okay, good. Good, I can hear you.
Morning.
Good morning. Okay, I don't know if you heard, but I don't have my computer. So all I have is my phone. Now, what I want to talk to you about, first of all, my personal approach to self-care, a lot of what I do, I have to take a step back and just say, what do I need right now? The only way I can really honestly, I want my viewers and my listeners to know this. The only way that I am able to say what I need is if I am in a very centered place. For me, stretching is a big part of how I recenter. So, who are you? And tell me what you do and what stretching is, just as an overview, in your opinion.
Well, thanks for having me this morning, Gabrielle. My name is Harsha Dandamudi. I'm a performance coach. I go by HD. My company is UFlow Fitness, and essentially, it's trying to find efficient and optimal ways to increase and improve your health, your overall health. And health is not just physical; it's mental, it's psychological, combined with physical, so that you can maximize your results. And what I do is I help people tap into a very, very specific part of the brain that allows them to realize their true potential. It's called your flow state. And it really helps the creativity in the prefrontal cortex when you can immerse yourself into the task at hand. So there are special techniques and things we can do so that we can really get into that zone. And it maximizes everything about how you function. And really the
Yeah.
physical aspect of that is so important. But I approach it from the mind first. And what you said is absolutely right. Stretching is a really, really good way to recenter. And when we say recenter, we're talking about the brain getting back into an active zone where it's in full and total control of your body. Most people sometimes they feel their brain is lagging behind the body or vice versa. So stretching is a really, really good way to just recenter yourself and be able to get back to an equilibrium where you can then function and focus at the highest levels possible. So I'm glad you do that. That's absolutely phenomenal.
Okay, so now what I have to do is I actually downloaded some pictures into my phone, and I want to talk to you about the different things, the different positions, and specifically
Sure.
because we may take a little bit more time than I had planned.
Yeah.
The fact is, blood flow is very important, but your blood flow has to be high quality. And I don't know if you heard what I was talking about, that a little bit of high quality means you don't have to have an excessive quantity of anything that's physical, that's mental, that's emotional. When you are in a good quality state, but how important is oxygen? Let's just be very simple. How important is oxygen in your blood?
It's everything. When we talk about good blood flow, you want a high oxygen saturation. And the way people generally build that is through work on the body. So you can do different things. Like a lot of people like to run aerobic exercises, which help improve the amount of oxygen you can intake over time. Elite athletes will sometimes go into the mountains, where there's less oxygen and train there so their bodies can get used to performing at high levels with less. So that way, when they get back to a normal area, they've got excess oxygen that they can utilize for further endurance and stamina. Oxygen really, really helps overall endurance. It lets your body move at high levels. It lets your body do things that it normally wouldn't be able to for a longer period of time. So it improves stamina, it improves endurance. And stretching is actually one of the best and easiest ways, actually, to
Thank you.
improve oxygen. And I like that you're bringing this up because efficiency is more important than overworking and then injuring yourself or not getting the results that you want. So a simple 5-minute routine sometimes of stretching can do wonders. It can improve the strength in the muscles. It can improve the strength in the joints, improve oxygen saturation in the blood, improve blood flow and overall longevity. So I'm
And
glad you did this.
honey, I know this sounds terrible, but I look better. My face
Yes.
looks better when I look pretty.
100%. Yeah. Oxygen in the blood is good for the tissue. It's good for the cells. It
Gorgeous.
reverses the clock. It's anti-aging. So for people that want to not only live longer, but look healthier, look younger, not look their ages, these
There you
kinds of
go.
techniques are phenomenal. So I highly encourage people to look into even the simplest methods
There
of
you go.
helping
There
your
you go.
body and brain
And
function at a high
that's
level.
what I want people to know too, is that yoga, man, some of that stuff is tough. And again, since yoga is based on a religious philosophy, I did ballet for a number of years, a good number of years. You can stretch without having to transcend in. You don't have to go outside your body in order to get good circulation, right? So the positions, the movements that I use, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to talk about a couple of the different, my favorite ones.
Yeah.
It just to slow down. And this is what I love about stretching, that when I'm sitting here going, God, you know what? I don't even know what the problem is. I have certain moves that I do that when my body says, okay, slow down, get the breathing going, and have your heart working to get the blood of a good quality in the places it needs to go. This is what I like. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and show
Yes.
the first one that I do. It looks very simple. Okay, when you can hear me talking, right? And you can see the
Yes.
screen. Okay,
Yes.
good. Now, this is called the child's pose. What good does this do?
So this is good for a lot of reasons. It actually stretches a number of muscles in the body, and a number of joints. So if you look at the posterior side here, the way the feet are together, this is a good stretch for the ankles. The glutes are also being stretched and they rest on the calves, which is really, really good. It's good for the lower back mostly, though. The most important
There
part of
you
this
go.
is it helps that L5 in the lumbar. Most of the back injuries that happen, especially as we age, happen with that L5, which is the lower part of the spine. This is
Yeah.
phenomenal for stretching that out. And then it gets everything else too, the mid and the upper spine. If you notice, the arms are stretched out, the head comes to the ground. So this is good for the neck, it's good for the shoulders, it's good for the arms, and the hands and the palms are on the ground as well. So from your fingers all the way to the toes, this is actually a phenomenal, phenomenal stretch. And if you institute proper breathing, deep, deep inhaling and exhaling,
There
you're
you
allowing
go.
oxygen saturation. It's a very simple pose. It's a very relaxing pose, and it can do wonders for the body. It can actually help improve your mobility and
There you
flexibility.
go. Okay, when you just said mobility, this is what I want a lot of people to remember. We sit way too much in
Yes.
this day and age, in this country, we sit way too much.
Yes.
How much of our immobility, our inability to actually have the range of motion when we are doing daily life activities is a result of our muscles being tense and our joints not having that almost like a lubrication to where if we need to reach for something or if we have to bend over, we don't bend down as far, or we don't reach out as long, and we can't sustain that motion. If we did have just a more active lifestyle where we weren't sitting, that's from driving, that's from being at a desk
Exactly.
all the time. That okay, so here's another one that I want to show you that I want to talk about. Let me okay. This one. Okay, now this one this looks tough. And some and if you're not in good shape, it can be tough. Sometimes I literally have to keep my knees bent and I cannot get my toes all the way to the floor. Again, based simply on my activity for the day. Talk about this pose. What's this called?
This is called the plow. This is a very, very good pose. Again, it gets the lower back, it gets the upper back, it gets the neck, the spine. The arms are straight and out in front, if you noticed, on the other side, which is really, really good for the shoulders and the muscles in the arm and joints as well. Very good for the hamstrings. If you look at this pose, she's got her legs completely straight, so it gets the hamstrings, and her ankles are flexed forward, which is fantastic. Very hard to do. A lot of people hold their breath when doing this. A lot of people can't straighten out the legs all the way sometimes, and this is all okay. My philosophy is it's better to do something even in a modified way than to not
Thank
do
you.
it at all. What
Yes.
tends to stop people from mobility or exercise or stretching or anything that helps the body function better is they think it's too hard, so they don't attempt it at all. But what
Thank you.
happens when we sit around or we don't do anything is the body just starts to constrict. As we age, we just become less flexible and less strong over time. Think of your life as a parabola. When you're little, you don't have much mobility or function or coordination at all, but then you build to a peak, right? And most people sometimes, they peak anywhere in their 20s to 40s, and then beyond 40, a lot of people tend to drop off toward the latter years of their life. That doesn't have to be the case. You can really increase your peak for much, much, much longer with simple routines like this. Don't let something like straight legs stop you from doing an
Thank
exercise
you.
like plow. I think it's important to modify until you develop enough strength to then take yourself to the next level. So if you can't do a perfect plow today, if you modify it, guess what? Within 3, 4 weeks, you might be able to do a perfect plow. And now your body is stronger. Everything is a little bit more flexible. So
Okay. So, and now, and what I want to keep in mind again, this what I'm showing you here, what I want to talk about next is your back. It's very important to keep your back flexible. And so when you're talking about things like your hamstrings, your calves are important. But why do you want to tell people why this is one of my favorite? What is this and what does it do?
yeah, this the reclining.
Yep.
So what's happening here is you're stretching the upper and lower body in opposite directions. And what that's actually doing is it's increasing flexibility and mobility at the same time. But it's
There
also stretching certain muscles as well. So I want you to look at this pose. She's looking off to her left side while she
you go.
brings her left leg over to the right side. So she's turning her lower torso all the way over while she turns her head over the other way. So her neck is in one direction, her lower back is in one direction, but her midsection is also stretching vertically at the same time.
There
This
you go.
it can be a very relaxing pose, but it's actually stretching a lot of muscles from the glutes to the back to the neck. The front side core is also engaged, the core muscles. And then also her legs, if you notice, she's got one leg straight, one leg over. So it's stretching a lot of the muscles in the quads. It's getting the ankles, it's getting the calves. One of the best reasons for stretching is it's first of all neurointegrated, which means the brain has to be in control of what the body is doing. And secondly, you're isolating multiple muscle and joint groups at the same time. So you're not just working on one thing. When you stretch, you're generally, especially with stretches like these, you're getting multiple groups at the same time. You're enhancing multiple groups in your body at the same time, and your brain has to coordinate that. So it's like your brain is also working out and getting sharper and stronger. Simple stretching routine can be so good for the brain and the body. And that's really what centering means. It hyper focuses you. You feel refreshed. You feel stronger. You can move around a little bit. When you can move better, you can do anything better. It's when you
Thank
feel
you.
sluggish and you can't move, your brain can't even think, it can't even function. So that's a really, really good one, especially if you're feeling a little bit, if you're feeling sluggish in the morning or you're feeling particularly tired, lie down and do a reclining kind of twist, which is really, really good for both the brain and the body.
Okay, so now what I want people to understand is, and this I think happened probably with my Generation X trying to become the whole mindfully, spiritually enlightened with the healthy. We don't have to do things in a traditional way. We just have to do something transcendental and we will somehow overcome our need to do conventional things, right? And the mindfulness was a real buzz word, but if people didn't know what that meant way back then, because it was like 30
Yes.
years ago,
Yes.
when people just know, take care of yourself and get yourself back in a high quality state, everything that you will be doing will improve in quality. Okay, so when I say to people, you know what, you can go ahead and just tell the people in your life, I need 10 minutes here. I need 10 minutes because right now I'm turning into fertilizer. Okay. I want to get back into gold. I need to get back into gold.
Right.
How many people would say, no, I don't want you taking care of yourself. I would rather you be annoying and overwhelming and out of focus while you're
Right.
around. How many people would actually say, you know what?
Exactly.
I'll even
Exactly.
do work for you
Nobody
while you're
in their right mind would ever say or want something like that. And
working.
this is what really, this is what I do. This is what the UFlow fitness system is about.
Thank you. Yes.
Efficiency, simplicity. When we
Simple.
talk about mindfulness, it doesn't have to be this transcendental term. Mindfulness is simply just being present. It's just being here now. It's just being focused. Stretching is one of the easiest and best ways to be mindful or to be present, because when you lie down and you turn a certain portion of your body, or you stretch a certain portion of your body, or you lift a certain portion of your body, your brain has to be activated. You can't be anywhere else. You can't be worried about what happened yesterday. You can't be worried about what's happening tomorrow. You are focused on coordinating, balancing, stretching, strengthening, making flexible your body. And that starts with the brain. So, stretching is a good way to be present, to be right here, right now. It's a very calming feeling. It doesn't have to be this religious, spiritual experience, although for some people it might be.
Oh, dear.
All it really needs to be is relaxing and effective. And so being mindful and taking just a few minutes a day can be, life altering. I tell people, stretch, if you hold a stretch, if you hold it anywhere from 10 to 20 seconds, you've already infinitely done yourself a favor. If you want to
Thank you.
hold it longer than that, that's great. It's not necessary though. 10 to 20 seconds can be life changing for you. A few minutes, 5 to 10 minutes a day, which everybody has, every
Everybody
single
has.
person has. In a 24-hour day, everybody has 5 to 10 minutes. You could do wonders for how you function, both physically and mentally. So I'm glad you brought that up. Efficiency is the key. With UFlow, what I tell people is, if you can give me 10 to 15 minutes, I can alter the way you function at the highest levels. You can do things inconceivable in your life, both mentally and physically. It just takes a few minutes again.
The reason that I like the ones that I just put on the screen today, and if my viewers and my listeners want more, I can go ahead and get them more information, is let gravity do the work for you in the beginning.
Yes.
It's really
Yeah.
important. Just even if what you have to start off with is on the floor kind of stretching, you are surrendering to gravity. And that's the other principle too. You have to trust. And I'm going to go ahead and take my first commercial break here in about a minute, but thank you very much for joining us.
Of
It's
course.
very important to remember surrendering. surrender and trust is a lifestyle, and stretching really does work with that.
Absolutely.
Okay,
And
so
breathe.
thank you so much
And breathe.
for joining us.
Thank you, Gabrielle.
And
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Okay, so now we're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the specific little lifestyle things that you can do for yourself and the people around you that will put you in a higher quality state. Again, if you want to call in, the number is 888-627-6008. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio.
Are you tired of feeling scattered and unproductive? Are you experiencing poor health, stress, and anxiety? The answer to realizing your true potential is right in front of you. Hi, I'm HD, the founder of UFlow Fitness, and for over 20 years, I have been unlocking the secrets to peak performance, health, and wellness. Imagine a mental state where time melts away and you're fully immersed in the task at hand, helping you achieve your peak performance effortlessly. By finding your flow state, your creativity will soar, your stress will vanish, and you will experience pure joy in all of your pursuits. Say goodbye to distractions and hello to unparalleled focus and productivity. With UFlow Fitness, you will receive a personalized plan tailored specifically for you to enhance your nutrition, fitness, and rest. I will personally guide you in finding and tapping into your flow state, and together we'll not only transform your body, but also your mindset. Just go to uflowfitness.com and fill out a survey. A team member will immediately reach out with a free consultation. That's the letter U, F-L-O-W, fitness.com. UFlow Fitness, your journey starts now.
We're here to help you take control. Introducing the Conquer Diabetes Program, a life-changing initiative designed just for you. Picture this: expert guidance, customized meal plans, and tailored exercise routines all at your fingertips. Our team of dedicated professionals are here to support you every step of the way. Not only that, but you will receive meetings with our registered dietitian, fitness equipment to allow you to work out at home, nutritional supplements, webinars from healthcare professionals, weekly meetings, and more. Say goodbye to the limitations of diabetes and hello to a vibrant, energetic life. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Go to courses.destinymgmt.com or destinymgmt.com/diabetes to start your free trial today.
Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Okay, so what we're talking about today, a little bit about who I am and what I am and what I do. Yeah, a lot of people say, I want to have what you have when you do the things that you do. How are you able to be happy? Look, I'm 48 years old. Okay. I don't look or act or feel 48. One of the reasons why, because I stretch. When I get the blood flowing through my body, when I get the energy and the quality of my blood doing its job better, I'm in a better mood. And yeah, that's a very important thing. But as a coach, there are things that I provide to people in the way of practical advice. What about daily life stuff? Okay, how about when I have negative thoughts and feelings? How about when I lose my focus? How about when I become overwhelmed just by the situation itself? How about when I'm lonely? One of the things that I want to talk about first is my loneliness. I have a support system. I have different people in my life who give me different kinds of support. Now, as I was talking earlier in the show about functional order, it's very important to know the people in your life and what they're good at. Don't go to a bone to do brain activities. Don't go to a muscle to do heart activities. You have to know who the people in your life are, what they're really good at, what they have to offer you. Have that ability and that access to them and go to them before you ever get into a situation. Say, you know what? You're someone who's important in my life. Who you are makes my life better. When I'm having a hard time, do I have your permission to come to you to ask for help? There are people in the world who will say, yeah, no, I don't really see you that way. And I'm not comfortable with that. But you know what? 9 times out of 10, people would say, wow, who I am makes your life better. Absolutely. There's more joy in giving than in receiving. So when you reach out to people and say, I need moral support right now. I need emotional support right now. I need mental support. I need physical support. I'll give you examples, personal examples. When I need emotional support, I go to Atanael. He's an elder in my congregation. He has a heart roughly the size of, I want to say Greenland, okay? He can literally all day, every day, take it and take it and take it and take it, and then give the most loving, unconditional love and not ever need anything back. When I need moral support, I have people in my life that I go to for moral support. They're called sensory judgers. One of my best friends is a sister in my congregation. She actually is a sensory judger. She doesn't have a whole lot to say, but when I look at her, when I'm around her, and she says, "You know what? You're having a hard time. You toe the line. You stand firm. You stay strong. And I'm impressed by who you are and what you do." She's also the kind of person who will say, "What are you doing?" Okay. Yes. Sometimes we need that. Sometimes we just need a little. SJs are great. My NF friend, Atanael, he is all heart. And I have people in my life who are active. They're sensory perceivers. They're about physical support. You can literally say to them, "I can't get to the store. Can you run to the store for me?" And they'll say, "Yeah, go ahead. Tell me what you need. I'll go and get it for you and I'll bring it to you and everything's going to be great." Then there are people who are mental support. Like you say, I'm going nuts. I don't know what I'm thinking. I don't know how to think differently now. And I'm confused. I need someone to verbally vomit. Yeah, my brother-in-law, he's an ENTP. He and I can literally talk for 3 hours at a time. There's my husband over there sitting there listening to us going. And I say, "But look, but what about this? We can literally fight with each other and be happy while we're doing it." Because as a fellow NT, he and I can look at information and he's not going to think I'm weird because I think in a weird way. He thinks in a weird way too. Who is in your life that is mental support, who's emotional support, who's moral support, who's physical support? Have a list of at least 5 people of each of those categories. Do you know that many people? Yeah, you do. You just probably don't think about it because now everything we do is on technology. Get back to the people in your physical life, the actual environment that you're in, and say, "Okay, what do I have access to? What do I want to reach out to? What do I want to maximize?" And remember that when you ask people for help, you are telling them that they are bringing you joy. They are making the quality of your life better. They're making you a better soul. There is no neutral energy. There's either positive or negative energy. And so when you get together with people and you say, "You are making the quality of my energy better," that's actually improving the quality of their life. And that is going to then affect the people that you go to after that and the people that they are around after that. It's very important to remember accountability. Who do you believe you're accountable to? Do you actually believe that you're accountable to anybody? Power is very, very scary if you don't know what you're doing with it. You can do good things or bad things with it. There is no inertia and there is no neutral. It's either positive or negative, and it's either making progress or it's regressing. How many people in your life do you know that are just going through their life on autopilot? They don't even know how to do certain things. You know what? It's very important, again, to be honest with yourself. But when you reach out to others, they can handle the truth. You really do have the ability to make their world better by being positive. But you can also say to them, "This is what I've noticed about you." You can be not critical, but honest about what they could improve on. And if you say to them, "I would really like to help you improve in this way because I know that you have the potential to be better. And when we come together, we are exponentially better. We don't add to each other. We multiply each other." You know what? Sometimes you need a shot in the arm. You just need a shot in the arm and you say, "Okay, you know what? My energy is low and I'm going to give myself something that will give me the momentum to keep going." Yeah, you can go ahead and do that. Just make sure that what you're giving yourself isn't going to undo what you've just done. Some of my shot in the arm things that I'm letting my friends and my colleagues and my connections know. listening to music. I like to listen to 80s music and go for a walk. When I have the good, positive energy and the movement that gives me that strength and the volition, I guess is what you can call it. As I'm going around, my mind starts to have thoughts because my thinking is introverted and my sensing is introverted. I'm an INTP. So if I'm going for a walk and I'm listening to 80s music and I say, okay, you know what? The situation that I'm in, I had to get out of it because my brain was shutting down. Okay. Sometimes I have to stretch. Sometimes I just go for a walk. Sometimes listening to music while I walk. Sometimes listening to music while I stretch. That makes me exponentially better. There are also times when I just tell people, I need a really good food. I need a really good food that I enjoy. I'm just going to stop and enjoy that food. It gives me a shot in the arm mentally and emotionally, but physically it also gets me back to a high quality state. What do you think about yourself? What do you know about yourself? What actually can you do for yourself or have other people do for you, with you, around you, to get you into a better quality, more like gold and less like fertilizer state of mind and heart and body? Okay, well, set a goal for yourself. The nice thing about what I do for my clients too is landmarks. You have to set up landmarks of what really ultimately are you trying to get to all the way down the road. Okay, well, how about now on the way to that, what are different things that you can say? Well, if I need to lose 50 pounds, okay, how about 25? Okay, how about 5? Okay, how about 1? Take baby steps. You can do that. Then give yourself that positive reinforcement. The people in your life are good positive reinforcement, but so is what you're doing in your own personal life. And if you have that freedom to give yourself the, you know what, I don't have to be so demanding. And when I reach that step, you know what, when I lose a pound, I'm going to watch my favorite 80s movie, which, okay, I'm not going to tell people necessarily yet what my favorite 80s movie is, but one of my favorite 90s movies is Heat. I like Heat. It's a 3-hour movie and it's tough. It's tough for my family to say, okay, we're going to leave you alone for 3 hours while you sit and watch Heat. But yeah, if I deserve it, I say, you know what? I'm going to take this for myself. They all say, okay, if this really is something that you need right now, we trust that the quality of your soul is going to go up. That when you are done, the 3 hours that we've gone without you, that we've been and done without you, it's going to pay off because you are going to be in a good mood. Your energy is going to be healthy. Your strength is going to be greater, right? Your mindset is going to be more productive. Do you know how to take good care of yourself? There are certain things that you're going to be able to do for yourself in your life. What things take 3 minutes? What things take 5 minutes? What things take 20 minutes? What things take 3 hours? Do you know what really is worth your time to improve the quality of your being? That is going to be the source of your doing. Everything that you do is just going to be a manifestation of what you already are inside. If you have to have things in your life around you, if you have to have people doing things for you, ask yourself why. Are those things that really need to be done in your life? Do you need to have those things in your life? Would people rather have some object from you or you? Do you believe that what you are is worth that much? Are you worth $2,000 an ounce in your thoughts and your feelings and your abilities? Yeah, it really is that simple. I didn't say easy. Again, what my wonderful colleague here that I was interviewing earlier, he said, yeah, it's simple. That doesn't have to mean easy. The good stuff isn't easy, but when you stick to it and when you know how to create the good energy in your life to propel you, you don't have to give up. Even if you have to make your steps smaller, that's okay because you're still making progress. So when you think about what's important to you, if you have questions that you can't call in the show and ask, you can go ahead and send me an email at thepowerofsynergy.bbsradio@gmail.com. My website is www.synergyrelationshipcoaching.com. And again, the number of the station is 888-627-6008. My show is Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you want to share that information, I'm not on social media like Facebook, but on professional websites, feel free to repost my information to my radio show. Thank you so much for watching The Power of Synergy today. Be good, be powerful. We'll see you next week. I'm Gabrielle Cardona on BBS Radio.
Imagine a world where managing diabetes is not a struggle, but a journey toward wellness. Introducing the Conquer Diabetes Program, a life-changing program designed just for you. With our program, you'll receive personalized support from our team of experts dedicated to your success. Learn to understand what your body is trying to tell you and effectively manage your blood sugar through fitness and nutrition. Our goal is to empower you with the knowledge and tools to conquer diabetes and live life on your terms. This is an American Diabetes Association approved DSMES course. Don't let diabetes hold you back any longer. Visit courses.destinymgmt.com or destinymgmt.com/diabetes and take the first step towards conquering diabetes and embracing a healthier future. Start your journey to a healthier, happier you. Conquer diabetes and reclaim your life. Consult with your healthcare professional before starting any new health program.